Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times.
Well, this is Money FM 89.3. I'm Bernard Lim. Well, amid the unique backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic, this year's Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 will look to recognize small and medium-sized enterprises that demonstrate innovation, resilience and sustainability despite the challenging circumstances. But in its 13th year, the awards are jointly organised by the Business Times and OCBC are held every year to celebrate and recognise emerging businesses with an enterprising mindset. And COVID-19 is putting each business resiliency and innovative thinking to the test. And today, we speak to Alfred Tam, the CEO, and Nelson Lim, the co-founder of IFFI. Well, gentlemen, welcome to the show. And food security has been a hot topic this year on the back of the pandemic. Tell us more about your technology solutions for the new generation of urban farming that we're currently seeing across the globe.
Hey, hi. I'm Nelson. So I'm from IFFI. So in our farm, we will deploy a seamless IoT software with remote monitoring, robotic farming with a 3D recognition capabilities, and also we will put in the customized light spectrum with optimum crops cultivation. In the water treatment aspect, we also deploy our water treatment systems to reduce the bacteria and to have a higher yield rate. Okay, as for the racks, it's a very important element. Okay, we deploy a flexible growth rack and customize to different height with different size for precision farming. And finally, in the farm process automation, we also put in a system mechanization and automation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Alfred, bringing you into the conversation right now, IFFI was recently awarded with the SFA 30 by 30 e-grant call in August. Tell us more about your 30 by 30 model and what is going to take to kind of achieve that?
Hi, I'm Alfred. Right. Just like any other businesses, actually, IFI was set up with the same objective, being like profitable and sustainable. It has never come across to our mind that it will ever contribute to this Singapore food security. However, now with a full force swing into this mega indoor farm setup, all right, our target to complete by middle of next year. And it is expected to produce about 800 to 1,000 kgs per day. And this is going to be a huge contribution to the food sustainability in Singapore itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nelson, you've been operating for about 10 months in Singapore, I believe, since your incorporation in November last year. How did you feel when the pandemic hit so early into your business? Because you operate since November, and I think the pandemic started to pick up its pace from December onwards.
All right. Okay, this COVID-19 is a very wake-up call for every Singaporean in Singapore, being a country of with a land scarce. We really rely heavily on our overseas imports for the crops.
Mm-hmm.
So in this event of crisis, is the infrastructure will be disrupted. We will not have sufficient food, as we experienced as a rush buying, everybody
rushing to the grocery store.
Yeah. You know, sufficiency of the food is very important for Singapore.
Right.
For many years, we have always taken it for granted and mm-hmm. rely on imports.
Mm.
To Singapore, this COVID-19 crisis might be a totally not a bad thing, or it could be a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we look at it positively, it helps Singapore to realize the importance of food security.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm. So this COVID-19 has certainly become a catalyst and a wake-up call for us to speed up our activities in our innovation
mm-hmm.
because crisis can strike anytime. We must always be on our toes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually is a threat, but mm-hmm. it's also a business opportunity.
I know. That's what I'm going to say as well, because many people will take opportunity at this time
exactly.
to take advantage of the opportunities available, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alfred, I'm sure everybody faced challenges running a mm-hmm. business during the last, 10 months or so, 10 to 12 months or so. What were some of the major challenges that IFFI faced, and how did the company kind of overcome them?
All right. For the challenges, I must say it's kind of difficult because it's just like we are suddenly being thrown into an unfamiliar land.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was uncertain.
Mm.
We basically no reference, no benchmarking. All right. Then, in fact, we have actually spent a lot of time doing research just to understand the basic farming, mm-hmm. right? And from this basic farming, how to transform it into high-tech farming, mm-hmm. all right? And then at many times, I should say, we almost wanted to give up. But of course, I think we managed to pull through and overcome many of all these challenges. Mm-hmm. And then even till today, we still face a lot of challenges. But I strongly believe that with our perseverance, right, we will be able to overcome each of them.
Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. Well, how else have you kind of utilized the benefits of digitalization in innovative ways to kind of define traditional growing?
Oh, in fact, we started 5 to 6 years ago doing a simple indoor farming system mm-hmm. with just rag and LED grow, right? Mm. So, but along the way, we discovered that, oh man, we need to evolve. right? But because we started off and then we start to deep dive in, all right? As we deep dive, we get to know more, all right? We know that we need to put in place many different technology to overcome the different changes along the way. So, for example, auto irrigation. Before that, it's just pour some water and get it up. But yeah. So, but we realize as we scale up our farm, oh man, that's going to be the biggest nightmare.
Right.
So we put up the auto irrigation. We mm-hmm. do the trial. We practice, and then we come up with the right formula. Mm-hmm. Then right now we put into process automation to reduce the labor cost. Mm. So also we realize that, hey, automation is one part of it. We need to digitalize to collect a lot of data. Mm. Eventually, right now, we even goes into IoT, into the environment control, the plant analysis, data collection, voice control, and AI robotics application. So that's why in our farm, when it is up next year, probably you'll see every day of this in the farm.
Let me know. I'll pop by and take a look.
Yeah.
we're speaking to Alfred Tam, the CEO, and also Nelson Lim, the co-founder of IFFI, right here on Money FM 89.3. Well, Singapore's agri-tech sector is really buzzing with exciting developments. What are some of the key trends, Alfred, that you see happening? And what does it mean for the industry in the future?
Sure. All right. What I can foresee is that Singapore is a small but a dynamic country. All right. The pace of change is fast. Being small, but it is nimble. It can actually change and adapt into new technology. All right. I remember, as mentioned by our first Prime Minister, Mr. Lee Kuan Yew. All right. We have actually transformed from third world to a first world and beyond. All right. So with the very forward-looking government, we see that Singapore will be a high-tech country that will inspire many, many other countries to follow. All right. And also because of this, IFA is also constantly evolving ourselves, all right, with new technology and moving forward with our country.
Mm-hmm. Talking about going forward, do you have any like plans going forward?
IFI or IFFI is not just a farm. It is a farm that is out of the box. Mm. Not only do we produce crops, but we also design and build high-tech indoor farm system that grow crops with high quality productivities and also high yield rate. Mm. We also have one more section that involves giving trainings and knowledge transfer. We will be sharing our experience with fellow indoor farmers or even anyone who is interested or passionate about indoor farm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we also do a lot of R&D for indoor farming, example, crop recipe, process redesign, robotic applications, water treatment system to improve the quality and more. We will also have plans to set up a flagship store, comprises of a farm, a retail shop, a relaxed corner to cater for Singapore awareness and acceptance for indoor farm crops.
Mm-hmm. Well, last but not least, gentlemen, congratulations on being nominated for this year's OCBC Emerging Enterprise Award.
Thank you.
It must be a great feeling to be one of the 15 companies. How has the process been for you? And actually, if on the night itself, IFFI wins, what does it mean to you? Maybe, Alfred, you can take this one.
All right. Okay, so in terms of winning the E Awards, all right, means a strong recognition to our business activities in terms of towards contributing to Singapore food security target and initiative. Mm-hmm. All right. At the same time, we'll also be recognized and also approached by traditional farmers to support them in their farm transformation and helping them to escalate to the next level. This will also means setting the pace for the sustainability of high-tech indoor farming in Singapore, leading and guiding the future of potential.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you all the very best, gentlemen, Alfred and Nelson. Thank you very much for your time here today.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Alfred Tam, the CEO, and Nelson Lim, the co-founder of IFFI. Well, IFFI is one of the nominees for the Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020. Well, I'm Bernard Lim, and this is Money FM 89.3.
Emerging Enterprise Awards 2020 on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by OCBC and the Business Times, recognizing business innovation, resilience, and excellence.